This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. With more than 18,000 Palestinians killed in Israel's war against Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, a top Biden administration official says he has asked Israel's prime minister to transition from high-intensity operations to a more targeted phase of the war. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports from the State Department.
As the war continues to take an enormous toll on Palestinian civilians, the U.S. is calling on Israel to transition from a heavy assault to a more targeted phase of the campaign. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said Sullivan discussed the progress of the war.
He did talk about possible transitioning from what we would call high-intensity operations, which is what we're seeing them do now, to lower-intensity operations sometime, you know, in the near future. But I don't want to put a timestamp on it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Israeli military officials say three hostages who were mistakenly shot by Israeli troops in the Gaza Strip were waving a white flag and shirtless when they were killed. This is Israel's first such acknowledgement of harming any hostages in its war against Hamas. Anger over the killings is likely to increase pressure on the Israeli government to renew Qatar-mediated negotiations with Hamas over swapping more captives for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. The account of how the hostages died also raises questions about the military's conduct during its offensive. Palestinians have said on several occasions that Israeli soldiers opened fire as civilians tried to flee. For more on these and more stories we're covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.